That's it. Two examples of the New Testament teaching on truth and vows and promises and swearing. And so Jesus says, don't do it. James says, we are the followers of Jesus, don't do it. And Paul's doing it. Paul's on a vow. And so most people believe it was sort of a committedness to God personally, that, boy, I'm on these missionary journeys. These people are trying to kill me. God, get me out of here. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. And I'm shaving my head. I'm on a vow to you, God. I'm keeping my vow. Here we go. Made no big fuss. But there's Paul, and he's come to town, and he's hairy Paul. And they're like, look at him. He looks like a Nazirite. And they're like, Paul, you're in town, and there's trouble. And these people, they want to kill you. But we got some other guys. And tell you what, they've been growing their hair long, but they can't pay the fee at church to get the haircut, the official end of the vow haircut. So why don't you help these guys get out from under this vow, and you end your vow, and then the religious people will see that you're in line with the stuff, and these guys will be set free, and it's a win-win situation, Paul. Help us get these guys out of here. Would you do that, Paul? And he does that. And he does that. And it doesn't work. Doesn't work. I'm not going to read the rest of the story. But the thing is, to all of us who are here, we value speaking the truth. And Jesus taught plainly that we should keep our word dependably. And the followers of Jesus set this example. And then there's these other biblical examples of steadfastness and speaking the truth that tell us it's really a thing and that it matters to God and to people. And Paul demonstrates that we don't forsake the law, that we keep it to an even higher standard of honesty and integrity, and the other stuff gets covered in that. It surpasses the law. The love of God and you loving is going to fulfill the law. And saying what you'll do and then doing it is your testimony to the person that you serve in Jesus Christ. And the way that you walk that is straight and narrow and honest and good. And when you fail, there's forgiveness in Jesus' name. His righteousness is our cover. It's not permission to lie and go against it. It's not permission to be sloppy and to frequently blow it. But when you do, because you will, there's forgiveness in Jesus' name. And Paul, walking in strength, has mercy on people who are weaker in their understanding. And that's the story that we get from the scripture today. You're going to make it, and this place is not here to crush you to stay in line, but the friends to support and to help us get along together and to be transparent and honest and get through it, because love is how God makes this fellowship work, and it's how these people in this place go into the world and the world sees that that stuff works. So, Lord, when we stop and we bow our heads and when we pray and we say that these loving Christians fulfill the law without following religious rules, that we help other people to get out from under religion, and that we help people working through legalism to understand grace, just help us to see that we're able to keep a minimum standard of religion just by being true. Yes means yes, no means no. And help us be honest. And so when people are honest, we shouldn't make them feel the pain of their honesty. And when people are honest, we welcome the forgiveness that is entailed at finding out when things weren't right. And when we say no and we commit to it, that we stick with it. And if we fail, there's restoration and there's recovery in Christ. And so thank you for the message that comes from the scripture this morning as we see Paul, you know, getting a haircut and dealing with religious ritual. And so help us to understand the significance of these things in the plain circumstance of our life and in the big, meaty decisions we have to make. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your time.